If life were normal right now, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater would be on the road performing its annual tour and celebrating the 60th anniversary of the company's signature work, Revelations. The New York Times called it modern dance's greatest hit. Of course, the tour is not happening, but you can stream a live from Lincoln Center performance beginning next month. Sharon Basco has more.
Alvin Ailey was 29 when he choreographed Revelations for the company he'd founded 2 years earlier. His inspiration was music, the kind he'd heard growing up in rural Texas and going to the Baptist church, spirituals, gospel, and blues. One of Ailey's dancers, Judith Jamison, became a dynamic icon in the section called Wading in the Water, as the 5-foot-10-inch apparition swept across stage, holding aloft a big white ruffled umbrella. To the joyful beat of the spiritual, the ensemble surrounds her, dancers leaping and spinning their way through waving blue ribbons representing baptismal waters. Here's the lady with the massive umbrella.
I'm Judith Jamison, and I'm celebrating the 60th anniversary of Revelations.
Jamison succeeded Ailey as artistic director of the company. She's danced the ballet thousands of times.
It's wonderful to know that a dance has existed this long to bolster who you are as a human being, full of love, full of life, full of some sorrow and full of joy. And at this time, we need all of that, and we need to be reflecting on it. And the more that you can go inward so that you can share outwardly, the more beautiful it is that you recognize the humanity in all of us.
And it seems that all of humanity has seen this piece. Revelations is the most widely viewed modern dance in history, having been performed around the world in 71 countries on 6 continents. A boy growing up in poverty in Miami saw one of those performances. As a child, Robert Battle wore leg braces to correct his bow legs. He became passionate about studying dance after seeing the Ailey Company. At home, he found that the iron burglar bars on his windows served well as a ballet bar. After a long career in the Ailey Troupe, he's now artistic director.
Revelations at this time of a pandemic, Revelations that was choreographed in 1960, I mean, you have to think of what was going on in terms of the civil rights movement and so many things that sowed discord in this country. So here we are at a moment where our common humanity is shown at the worst of times. I think Revelations, in a way, holds a mirror to society so that we can ultimately see, as Alvin Ailey said, how beautiful we are and how much we need each other.
Nasha Thomas danced Revelations for 12 years and has taught it for the past 2 decades.
As I think about my experiences with Revelations as a performer and a teacher, I see how by its simple beauty and strength, it gives us courage and inspires us.
Yes, we are here together, 6 feet apart, whatever, but we're here.
That's Judith Jamison again.
And Revelations, of course, celebrates the fact that we are here on this earth and we're here for a purpose.
We need to remind ourselves that there are things to appreciate. And Revelations is one of those things that definitely makes us appreciate what we have and who we are.
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready.
There is no denying it when you see Revelations that it is a journey from tribulation to triumph.
But it's also, no matter what your beliefs, it's a universal statement of hope. And we need that right now.
Here's Robert Battle again.
Revelations transcends place and time and circumstance. It is the artifacts of human survival that is found in those spirituals.
You see a brighter light at the end of this tunnel in watching something come to life that is vibrant as Revelations.
It's about triumph. It leaves you feeling joyous and uplifted when you leave the theater. And I feel ultimately it enriches us. It shows us who we can be and lets us believe that it's going to be all right.
That's what this company can provide, a shelter, albeit a virtual shelter, for people who need to feel a sense of hope, to need to get the message that this too shall pass, that we've come through unimaginable things, but we can live through it. We're standing on shoulders of people who've lived through things we can imagine, but on those shoulders, Revelation tells us that the horizon leans forward, and here we are.
For Here and Now, I'm Sharon Basco.
And for more on how to watch a live from Lincoln Center performance of Revelations, stream online next month. Go to hereandnow.org.